From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that more U.S. troops will be needed to defeat Islamic State. Speaking Friday at a special session at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Secretary Carter called for continued U.S. boots on the ground in Iraq and Syria. The defense secretary said the United States and its allies have targeted Mosul in Iraq and Raqqa in Syria as early objectives.
This is the parent tumor of ISIL, and we need to defeat it there, but then we need to combat it elsewhere around the world to which it has spread, and we also need to defeat our homeland.
Carter said U.S. forces on the ground will enable local forces and will remain focused on an advise and assist mission. The secretary will meet with several defense ministers from around the globe in 2 weeks. The United States is asking world powers and corporations to expand their efforts to help those affected by the global refugee crisis. As VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins reports, Secretary of State Kerry outlined measures for financing global humanitarian appeals in Switzerland.
Focusing on the plight of refugees, Secretary of State Kerry recalled the image of a young Syrian boy who drowned as his family was trying to reach Greece. He urged world leaders attending the forum in the picturesque Swiss Alps to support efforts to double the global number of refugees who are resettled. He said the U.S. appeal would culminate with a refugee summit hosted by President Barack Obama during the U.N. General Assembly. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Davos.
For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. People in the U.S. Mid-Atlantic region are braving a massive winter storm that is expected to dump near record amounts of snow and create a crippling blizzard as it moves up the East Coast. Forecasters say the storm could bury Washington, D.C. in more than 60 centimeters of snow. Muriel Bowser is the city's mayor.
The snow we anticipate is wet and heavy, which means we can expect to see downed trees and power lines.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio is set to declare a snow emergency for his city on Saturday. He asked residents Friday to keep their cars at home.
Get done what you have to get done today. If you have to go out, rely on mass transit. Walk if you have to, but do not bring your vehicle out tomorrow.
The storm is expected to intensify overnight, and the snow will continue until late Saturday. The U.S. State Department has asked a federal court to grant it a one-month extension to complete its final release of all of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's work-related emails. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said Friday the department is not able to meet a January 29th deadline. He said 9,400 of 55,000 pages are left, and some of them contain a large amount of material that required interagency review. Mrs. Clinton sent and received email on a private server in her home between 2009 and 2013. But the unusual arrangement did not become public until early 2015 when she was preparing to run for the White House. The intelligence community has said that at least two of Clinton's emails contained information that was classified as top secret. Haitian election officials have abruptly canceled the presidential runoff election scheduled for Sunday amid concerns of violence and fraud. In Port-au-Prince, several thousand demonstrators cheered after hearing the vote would be postponed, but the protests soon turned violent, prompting police to fire at the crowds. It is not clear if anyone was hurt or killed. Pierre-Louis Aupin, the chairman of the Provisional Electoral Council, said Friday that the vote had been pushed back because of security concerns. There's been growing concern that a flawed runoff might push the perennially volatile country of 10 million people to the edge of tumult. Stocks regained some of the ground they've lost this month with a rally on Wall Street Friday. Bets on more European Central Bank stimulus together with higher oil prices lifted shares for a second day. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 1 1/3%. The S&P rose more than 2%. The NASDAQ was up 2 2/3%. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.